Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
What a glory to be together. What a machaya, what a life-giving moment just to be together. We come together in a beautiful time. It's summer. Who's been in the river, the lake, the pond, the pool, enjoying themselves? Thank God, it's been very warm. Who's been to summer camp?
Oh yeah. Woo-hoo!
All right. Who's done something really enjoyable in the last month or so? Summertime. Yeah. And who is feeling the challenge of this time? Who's feeling like the tightness? The heat of summer brings like some constriction. Thank God, not everybody. Well, in the Hebrew calendar, we are provided an opportunity to remember the challenge that is this time. If we go back to the ancients, before the Hebrew calendar, the Sumerian people, they had a tradition of honoring a power. And that power is called Dumuzi, or Tammuz. You may recognize that as the namesake of the month we're in right now. Well, before it was a Hebrew calendar name, it was a deity. It was a deity that represented the force of life and death in the natural world. And at this time, that power would disappear from the earth, so they believed, and would go into the underworld. Some across the bay would call it Adonis, the Greek power of death and rebirth. Well, the women of the culture there, they would weep and mourn for 3 weeks the loss of this power as the heat of the sun desiccated the vegetation in the field and the fertility they thought would leave them. And it brought them sorrow. So they would don dark clothes and they would weep and they would mourn. And this lasted for 3 weeks. And then a few days later, a week later, they would begin to call forth that power again. Well, in our tradition, we do something very similar, it turns out. During this month of Tammuz, from the 17th of Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, we encounter mourning rites. We face darkness. We do this by remembering the calamities of our history. In particular, we focus on the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, that stood in Jerusalem. On 17 Tammuz, which is 10 days ago, we remember the breaking of the outer walls. That's what the rabbis teach. Then the walls broke. And then on the 9th of Av, about 11 days from now, the temple fell. That's the historical remembering. And so we mourn. On 17 Tammuz, it's a fast day. On the 9th of Av that's coming, it's a fast day. And the days in between, it's more somber. We remember the darkness. We remember the hurts. And not just the temple, but all the things that befell our people for 2,000 years. We could write a list of them. And in remembering them, we honor the loss. And in remembering the loss, we encounter our own loss. The pain that we feel from life. The pain that we feel from the politic of the day. Or whatever it is that is holding you back from being fully alive and joyful. And there's a brilliance inside of our tradition also, because even in times of mourning, even when we are mourning the loss of a parent, a loved one, for example, and we're even in that first 7 days of mourning, when Shabbat comes, we stop mourning. We encounter Shabbat in its wholeness, a mirror of our wholeness. And so too, right now, we're transitioning from those days in between, the 17 Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So whether you've been feeling that brokenness or not, I imagine there's some place inside you that has that brokenness, some shard of pain that is alive in you right now. And when we encounter Shabbat, the rabbis invite us to put that down for 25 hours. Let's take a break. Let's enter into that time that Shabbat represents, the time to come, Mashiach. Wholeness, beauty and wholeness, pure light when all inside and all outside is good. So I invite us to begin that process of entering to Shabbat with whatever brokenness we're carrying in our history or in our bodies right now. And I want to invite my beloved Rachel to bring us through a little journey to return to that wholeness.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
So I'm going to invite us to take a moment here and recognizing the macrocosm of the world and the microcosm of ourselves and how the two are very intimately connected. And so maybe just this moment here, we can take the time to close our eyes or find a gentle low gaze. And I'm going to invite you to find your breath. See if you can notice, where is your breath at right now? And maybe allow the belly to fill with air and your chest cavity to fill just a little more. And as you breathe out, just notice the shift of change as your chest and your belly fall. Maybe allow that out breath to squeeze out that air. And in this place of touching in inside yourself and noticing, how is it that we go from places of touching in and acknowledging the pain and the hardship and into just moving into our joyous state of Shabbat? And so in the time of honoring, I'm going to ask you to find a place inside yourself that might be that place of pain or might be that place of unhappiness or discomfort. Maybe there's shame or guilt, something. What is it that you wrestle with? Maybe there's a loved one who's not doing so well right now. So staying connected to our breath, instead of forgetting that pain or resisting it or pushing it away, we're going to take a moment to just give it some of our attention and breathe with it. And maybe we can actually just accept whatever the feelings are inside. Without pushing and resisting, just accepting and acknowledging the parts that might be feeling those harder feelings. I'm going to invite you to continue to be aware of your breath. And to feel the weight of your body on the chair you're sitting on or the place that you're touching. Maybe your feet are on the floor. Maybe you're standing. As you feel the weight, feel what part of you is actually in contact with the earth or the chair or some substance that is pressing back up against you. Giving a few more breaths to the full range of what's inside each of us. And touching in with that support from that chair or the floor. And just notice that we're supported both by this earth and that we're not alone. There's people So I'm going to invite us to take a moment to start to acknowledge the support and the feeling that maybe we're also held. The food we eat, the clothes we wear, the cars and buildings, the support that comes from this earth that we walk upon. And so take a last moment here, and we're going to just cradle ourselves. Those broken places or painful places, the hard ones, we're just going to take a moment and give it that sense of being surrounded by something greater, even if it's just our own bodies, just the chair we're sitting in, or the people that are on either side of us. We're going to take a few moments here of acknowledging the support and the beauty in that support. And a few more breaths. And as we breathe in the support of the chair and the earth, the people around, take a moment to imagine light that sits at the center. And that center may be at the center of your own being. And that center may be the center of your room, of this room. It may be the center of something unseen and intangible. See if we can take that moment to acknowledge the light inside. That gets to slowly permeate its way all the way through. And see if you can touch in with your own heart, your own beating heart. With a few breaths into that chest cavity inside your own heart space. Invite that light in if it isn't already emanating from there. We're going to invite that light into that place inside, or allow it, if it's already feeling from inside, allow it to radiate out. And as we feel that connection to the light inside and out, and the support underneath and around,